This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. Count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank you for the listeners that join in, the new listeners and those that's been with us for many, many years. Lord, we appreciate it. We ask you today, Father, Lord, that you'd bless them, Lord, in ways beyond measure that only you can do. We thank you today, Father, for your darling son, Jesus. We're so glad. We're grateful today, Lord. We realize that we couldn't do nothing to get to you. But, Lord, you gave your best. You gave all to come to us, Lord. I appreciate it. I don't understand that kind of love, Lord. I mean, Lord, you've just far exceeded anything that we could ask or think today. And, Lord, I do come and ask you once again to bless the listeners. Have your will and your way, Lord, in our lives, and we'll thank you for all that you do. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes. We have one in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, as well as the one in Romania. And if you would, just continue to pray for these youngins. We truly want to see the Lord work in their lives and them to come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ and to know him. That's everything. And so if you would please pray for these youngins and the Lord supply every need that they have, and the needs of the ministry, the needs of the workers, the needs of the missionaries. And if you would remember our missionaries in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, all of these places around the world, we'd greatly appreciate that. I'm sure they covet your prayers. Thank you so much for the prayers and financial support that you've given these many years. I do want to mention this. Speaking of those things, please pray. We got two or three projects that are taking place right now. If you would, we have a place in Bulgaria that they've used for meetings, as well as Bible printing, as well as storing the coats, getting them ready to give them out each year. They have the coats for kids ministry that they do, and that's a big thing. Anyway, part of that building, the roof fell in. They're doing construction work on that, getting it back up. But we do need the prayers and safety for the men working, as well as the financial support for that building. Also, I'd like to mention one of the places in Romania. They're working there. They're trying to finish up a church there, a building that they're going to use for a church and feeding center for the youngins, where they'll feed them daily. They're already feeding them. They're just doing it outside. But they're trying to get this done before winter so that they can feed them inside, meet with them, keep them warm. And then they do the same there. They try to clothe them and put shoes on them, and it's just a great blessing. And the greatest thing is that they come in there, they find out that the Lord loves them, and they come to the saving grace, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, get saved by the grace of God. It's just such a blessing for the things that's going on. If you would, please continue to pray for these ministries. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in helping in any of that work, I'll give you a mailing address here in just a minute. Anything that you'd like to do concerning that work on the foreign fields, those children's homes in North India, South India, or Romania, you could write us at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. Or if you're interested in the work at the Tri-State Baptist Children's Home in Bristol, Tennessee, you can write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And after the message this morning, I'll give you these addresses again where you can write us. If you haven't had pen or paper to do that, they'd give you some time to get that together. But at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust the message will be a blessing to you.
There's a light in the window. The table's spread in splendor. Someone standing by an open door. I can't see a crystal river. I must be near forever. See, I've never been this homesick before.
See the bright light shine.
It's just about home time. I can't see my father standing at the door. This world has been a can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar, and no one's old or feeble anymore. And my lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings for flying. See, I've never felt
Home's looking good, isn't it? Well, I sure appreciate the Lord. I'm glad for home. I'm glad for the son that bought us the privilege and the right to go home. Thank God made us fit subjects for home. I'm glad I'll fit in when I get there. Not because I'm any good, but because of what he done for me. He's good, thank God. I'm glad he loved us, gave himself for us, purchased us with his own blood. Thank God. And I'm so glad to be saved this morning. Lord God, I appreciate it. I've got a little thought on my mind. I won't be too long, I don't think. But if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I want to look at just one verse here just for a few minutes. And I read this and read it different earlier, day or two ago or whatever. And I got to thinking about this in a little different way. But the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, it said, "For God who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Bible said in verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Thank God. Now I want to talk to you about that for a few minutes. We quote that verse 7 all the time, and I like that. I'm glad that in chapters 3 and 4 and 5, the Bible said we had some things. We have some hope in chapter 3. And in chapter 4, verse 1, we have this ministry. And then we have this treasure. And then over in chapter 5, we have a building of God. Thank God. But I want to focus in on this treasure this morning. But I really want to preach out of verse 6. It said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts
And I thought about that. I mean, I want to talk to you. I mean, I don't know how to preach it this morning. Don't know how to get started. And I sure ain't going to know how to stop. But anyway, I thought about this. The Bible said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Now, I believe that's talking about over there when he created the heavens and the earth. And I mean, it wasn't nothing but darkness. That's all it was. It was darkness. I mean, the Bible said it's dark. I mean, the Bible said, but he spoke and there was light. Thank God he caused light to shine out of it. And I don't have no problem seeing that God was in that. That's what I want to preach on, what God's been in. I mean, I don't see no problem that God was in that. He done it all. He created it all. In fact, it come over in the book of John and he said, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Thank God he done it all. He created the heavens, the earth, I mean the waters, the clouds, the moon, the sun, the stars, all of creation. I don't have no problem. God was in it all. And I thought about this. I mean, he caused light to shine out of it. And then I got to thinking about, I mean, some things that God was in. The children of Israel, when they was down there in Egypt, I mean, the Bible said there's a darkness on that land. It was a dark day for the children of Israel. It was hard times, but God was in their deliverance, thank God. He was in that. He caused every one of the plagues to come upon the land. I mean, he's the one that told them to go and get a lamb, kill the lamb. I mean, take the blood of the lamb, put it on the doorpost. I mean, he said, when the death angel comes by, it's going to be a dark night. It's going to be a dark time. But when the death angel comes by and he sees the blood, I'll pass over. I don't have no problem seeing God in none of that. Thank God. He brought them out, the Bible said, by a strong hand. He led them out. Thank God. They got over there to another place. They got over there by the Red Sea. The Bible said that they had the sea before them, the enemy behind them. I mean, Pharaoh and all that, but the Bible said, and Moses said, stand here and see the salvation of the Lord. He took the rod and he smote the waters and they departed thence. And my God, the Bible said there's a strong east wind that night, blew across them. They walked across on dry ground. I don't have a problem believing God was in any of that. Thank God. And those are great events that took place down through time. I mean, I don't have a problem thinking about that God, the Bible said them Hebrew boys was over there, and I mean, they got put in the fiery furnace. I don't have a problem thinking, I mean, that there's a fourth man in the fire. The Bible said that the ropes were burned off of them. I don't have a problem believing that when they come out, thank God, they wasn't a smell of smoke on them. I mean, God's able to do anything he wants to do. Hallelujah to God. I thought about it as they took Daniel, placed him in the lion's den. I don't have a problem believing that God was in that thing and clamped the mouths of those lions shut. Ever how he wanted to do it, God was able to do it. I mean, but Lord God, I read about this. The Bible said, and I'm going to skip a lot of things I wanted to preach. I just been thinking about things God is in, thank God. I mean, hallelujah. When day, I might not skip a thing. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I appreciate this scripture. It's been helping me, thank God. I mean, God gets in something. It's different. Amen. I mean, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That's the best thing ever happened to you. I mean, God got in a bunch of things. I mean, his hand has been on it. But Christ in you, that's the hope of glory. I got to thinking about, oh, Lord God, I mean, them boys was in that boat and they're in a storm. But Christ didn't think a thing about it. He just went ahead, walked on the waters, and he got in the boat with them. Amen. I don't have a problem with none of that. He can walk on water. He can walk on air. He can walk on the clouds. He can do anything he wants to do. Amen. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. But I got a treasure in mine. That's where I really wanted to get to, and I'll preach in a few minutes, but I want to hang on some things that God's in. I'm glad the Lord was in it. Lord God, can't you imagine that? I'm talking about some darkness. Can't you imagine the darkness that's there on the day that Christ was on the cross of Calvary and God turned out the lights? Now, I've got a thought about that. Preached it a week or two ago. Won't spend a lot of time there. But I believe the Bible said in Galatians chapter 3, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are that were of the law. I believe the fullness of time had come. And God said, sin's got to be paid for. It's got to be paid for now. And time's up. And it got so close. You ever thought about why Christ come at a certain time and not another time? Time wasn't up.
Nope.
Time wasn't up. But while he was there on that cross, time was almost gone. In fact, the day had then started setting. Bless God, the lights was going out. And he laid down his life for you and me when the fullness of time had come. What I'm talking about is a dark day and light shining out of it. Thank God. Lord God, there's been some dark days on this whole earth, ain't there? But I want to tell you something real quickly. We have a treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. It's one thing when God was in all of those other things. But the greatest thing I can think of, greatest thing that comes to my mind right now is he's in me. Amen. He was in when they come through the wilderness. He was in the den of lions. He is in the fiery furnace. He is in the storms. He is in the boat. But I thank God that he's in me. Boy, I can't get a hold of that. Can you? We have a treasure, an earthen vessel. The vessel ain't no good. The vessel ain't changed. But I got a treasure in this vessel. I got a treasure that's already been through the fire. He's already been through the flood. He's already been through creation. I mean, I've got a treasure that's faced everything that's been thrown at him. I've got a treasure that's done been through the cross. He's done been to the graveyard. My treasure's already been there. My treasure went to hell, left my sins there. Come out the third day. I've got a treasure, thank God. Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, people, I thought about this. I thought about it earlier. And I got to running some things in my mind. I mean, this is about the way salvation is. If I was to get some money out of my pocket and ask one of these youngins to come up here and just say, here, this is a gift. It's yours. It's free. Go spend it ever how you want to. They'd run up here, get it, and they may take it. Go to the store. Some of them may go to the bank. You know, there's two types of people, those that spend it and those that don't. You know, they save it or they don't. But I want to talk to you about this treasure here. You can't never outspend him. I mean, my God, you can't find something that he can't help you in. Lord God, there's no end to his help. There's no end to his love. The Bible said over in Hebrews chapter 4 that we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Thank God he's already been where you've been. He's already gone through what you've gone through. You got a treasure. Thank God. You're rich in Christ. Amen. You might not be rich in the world, but if he lives in you and the hope of glory is in you, you're rich today, thank God. You've got somebody that'll go on down the road with you. And when you face an enemy that you've never faced before, don't worry about it. He's already faced the lion. He's already faced the giant. He's already faced the winds. He's faced the storms. He's faced everything there is to face and come out victorious every time, thank God. You're not here to lose. You've already won. The treasure says you've already won. Thank God. Hallelujah. I feel pretty good in him this morning. I'm weak and tired, but my God, I'm not going on me this morning. I'm going on the treasure that's on the inside. That valuable nugget that come from heaven. It's not earthly. He never was earthly. He's heavenly, thank God. Hallelujah. I bless his holy name. I mean, it's good to be saved this morning. I'll tell you what I'd do. If I wasn't saved, I'd come up here just like getting that money and I'd give me a treasure that you'll never spend it out. I mean, my God, you'll spend a day and he'll be there tomorrow, thank God. Hallelujah. And it's that easy. The Bible said over in Ephesians chapter 2, it is the gift of God. He just given you a treasure. I mean, my God, They have these people that go around and they hunt for hidden treasure. I'll tell you the best one. This one ain't hid from you. Amen. This is a treasure that is found. I mean, if you seek him, you'll find him. If you ask, you'll receive. If you knock, it'll be open to you. You can have this treasure free of cost, free of price. Lord God, I'll tell you this. This is the treasure map, thank God. And it'll lead you straight to the Son of God every time. It'll lead you to Jesus every page. Every page talks about him. It's of him. It's about him, thank God. It all leads you to him. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a light that shined out of darkness in our hearts. Amen. Come out of a dark place, and I remember that dark place. And if you've ever been lost, you remember that dark place. And then God put the light of heaven in you, in the face of Jesus. You know what you've seen? You've seen him. That satisfied everything. Seeing him. Lord God, I'm glad to see him this morning. You look good, but not as good as he looks. Amen. I mean, we can love each other. We can't love each other the way he loves us. Amen. You can give gifts, but you can't give what he gave. In fact, he knows that. He's not even requiring that of you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency, listen, I like this, of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. Lord God, let me tell you this. Those Hebrew boys had no power in the fire. If they'd went in alone, been dead. David had no power before the giant, nor the Philistine armies. Lord God. Daniel had no power over the den of lions. Had no strength. Lord God. But it wasn't of them. It was of God. The Hebrews had no power down in the land of Egypt. Lord God. They wasn't soldiers. They was farmers. But it wasn't of them. It's of God. They come out by strong hand of God. Amen. Let me say this. I have no power, but it's not of me. Amen. It's not of this earthen vessel. It's of Christ that's in me. Hallelujah. They say, well, you got to do this. I don't have to do nothing. I got a gift. He gave me a gift. He gave me something. He gave me his son. That's the best thing I ever seen. Whew. I went up there the other day and put some money in the bank and took some money out of the bank. Both times I looked at my account. Just curious what's in there. But if you could see in here, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. It's paid in full. His value is not diminished. His worth has not went down. Great God. He's still enough to pay your way all the way to heaven's glory. It's all in him. It's not our sufficiency, but it's his. I read that over here, and I'm going to quit here in a minute. I read that over here in chapter 3, I believe it is. It said this, it said, but not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Amen. This ain't what we've done, this is what he's done. Oh God, that I could preach this. The things that he's got in. But the miracle in it is that he got in me. Yeah. I look back there, I seen where he created a whale. Out of the midst of that whale, he heard a prayer. Man that had been there 3 days. God was in all that. Everything from beginning to end, God's in. But the greatest thing I see, he got in us. And that's what I want to say, and I'm going to close. And if you don't know what that is, he wants to get in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's not you doing better or doing anything, good, bad, or anything else. It's Christ in you. Being born again. not of corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed. That's the hope of glory. Thank God.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.